Have you ever did the cardio and you felt like that you wanted to do more? You ever did your cardio and you said, "You know what? I want to get more out of this." Well, this is Master Tom from Master Tom's Combat Calisthenics, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about today on how to get that next level. We're going to be talking about how to get that HIIT training with yoga. That's what we're talking about today. So let's get ready to dive in. Okay, guys, so this is what we're going to do. The first thing we're going to do, make sure that you get a good warm-up before you start these exercises, okay? Make sure you do a little cardio, a little dance, and then go into your dynamic stretches, okay? If you need know more about what that is, make sure that you hit me up. Send me an email so I can send you the dynamic stretches, okay, for the warm-up. Now, let's go on to the workout. The first thing that you're going to be doing is jogging in place. Here we go. 4, 3, 2. I need 30 seconds. Let's go. 30 seconds. Make sure you jog in place. That's right. That's what you're going to do with enthusiasm. And after you finish that, make sure you write it down if you need to. All right. And the next exercise, we're going to rest for 10. So we got 30 seconds. Rest for 10. And the next one that you're going to get in, once again, we're going to do them push-ups, okay? Y'all know about them push-ups. Any style of push-ups that you want, if you're more advanced, you can do the clap push-up. If you're a beginner, you know, you ain't been doing it for a while, you can do it on your knees. Listen, as long as you get the push-up, like Janet Jackson say, it's all right with me. Let's go. And after you finish that 30 seconds, you're going to get back up. You're going to, once again, you got 10 seconds of rest. And let's get ready for that third exercise. All right, that third exercise is going to be a yoga move. All right, so you take any yoga posture that you want. The one that I'm doing today is where I put both hands together, bring them over the top of the center of my head, and I reach over to stretch my obliques. Let's go. And you're stretching some other muscles too, but that's the main thing we're going to do. The feet is together. You got both hands together stretched out over your head, center where your crown point is at, and you're reaching over. Okay. So once you get that side, 15 seconds, make sure that you do the other side for 15 seconds, okay? And when you finish, you don't need that much break time. Go right into the next exercise. What's the next exercise? The next exercise you're going to be doing is called high knees. All you got to do is get them knees up. Let's go. High knees. High knees. Once again, it's 30 seconds. All right, let me turn this thing off. Okay, my people, once again, I'm grateful and thankful that you're able to do that workout. All right. Make sure that you drink enough water, put the right things in your temple so that this can go better, so that you can get stronger and you can get faster, all right? Put the right things in your temple, all right? Also, reach out to me. You know my email is there in the description, mastertye811@gmail.com, and I like to send you a free goodie. I was going to tell you what it is, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. All right. I'm going to tell you what it is, show you what it is when you hit me up. mastertye811@gmail.com. You know, and I'll make sure you get your free goodies. Also, if you can't go to YouTube, and that is Master, and this is going to be another goodie that I'll send you for going to YouTube. Master, what is it? TYE, Master Ties. Combat, that's with a K, Master Ties Combat, and if you can write conditioning with a C, write that down too, and make sure you subscribe to the channel, make sure you like the channel, and I'm going to send you some free goodies for doing that as well. Gotta go, gotta flow, peace, and lots of love.